Información y mucho más.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to What's Right For You with Robert Guerra.
Okay, so
with their feet up on the table, and
so Theo or Dad, we can't find Dad.
Yeah.
Rhonda.
I
can't find my dad.
Well, you go to the dressing room.
So you go to the men's dressing room.
Absolutely.
And are they conscious?
Semi, you know, I mean, I wouldn't put them in the driver's seat, but, you know, they could Uber. Okay. You
know? Wow, I never heard of that. That's a cool story.
We've lost a few people. One time we had an uncle that disappeared, and apparently he and the quince were very, very close, and she was frantic. Where's my uncle? Where's my uncle? Oh. So we looked all over, couldn't find him, checked the video footage, you know, on the security camera, still couldn't find him. And then we had someone who was parked out back come and say, there's a gentleman in the grass.
What the?
He went out the back door to smoke a cigarette and decided to take a nap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So he was in the back of the building.
He was in the back of the building.
So he was in back, and that's where your swings used to be as a kid, right?
That is where my swings were. Yes.
He passed out in the grass.
In the grass.
Found my
heel.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots more stories.
So Rhonda, what do you think is the first and foremost question that a client should ask a venue?
Oh, boy.
The first and the most important. So there's one question that if the question isn't agreeable, you should just automatically turn around.
I have several of those.
Okay.
I have to pinpoint it to one.
Okay. Okay. Give me the top three.
Top three. Number one's probably your location. Number two, is it the look? And number three, do you like the staff? Because if you don't have those three things working together, you don't have anything to work with.
So what do you mean by the location?
Is it convenient for your guests, not just for you?
In and out.
In and out. Is it convenient for your guests?
Is it easy to find? Oh, like
DFW. Does it have good parking?
Yes, like DFW Celebrations, they are easy to find. They're right off of 183 at Beltline.
Right there.
With plenty
big
of parking.
Signs. Very big size.
But that's true. I mean, is the venue easy to find? Because I tell you what, and Jose, the board guy, the board man, can there's been times when we went to go shoot video, and we've had to go through country roads, miles of country roads, trying to find the venue, and we're like going from house to house trying to find this venue, right? And Jose says, don't go up their driveway, especially when they live out in the country.
Right. That's a big no-no.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because they'll come out with guns.
Yeah. You got to walk the half acre to get to the front door.
Yeah. And one time we did that. One time I drove. I'm like, I'm going to ask this guy. And I was driving. And Jose said he comes out with holding something behind his back toward the car. I didn't see it. And just so happened I turned around and left. But yeah. So location, location, location.
Location, location, location. Yeah, and a well-lit location.
Well-lit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what is the next? Oh, staff.
You've got to like the staff. If you don't have a good rapport with the staff right off the bat, keep looking.
Yeah. And I've mentioned to clients is that, and I'm going to ask you this, and you probably, have you seen the movie Avatar?
Of course.
Okay. So you know the part where the avatar, I think it's his tail, and he connects with the flying animal, and there's that bond.
How do you remember these scenes? Yes.
Because that's the type of bond you should have with your venue or vendor. Mm-hmm. You should click.
Absolutely.
And if you don't click, then you need to turn around and keep on looking until you do click, because this is a relationship. You're going to be with your vendor for anywhere from a year to 6 months.
Absolutely.
Right? So do you want to be clicking with your vendor, or do you want to be button heads?
Well, it's the single most important day of your life so far.
What's my
of, let's say you're doing a quinceañera.
Okay.
It's the single most important day of
life. Okay, I got you.
And so, yeah, well, you've got a few of those.
Hey now.
Lots of important days.
That's funny, okay.
Yeah, no, it's the single most important day of their life. You want it to go smoothly. Yeah. And to do that, you've got to have a good rapport.
And everything, you know, and again, I tell my clients, everything from the very beginning, planning your day, all of it should be a pleasant experience.
All of it.
You should not be stressed out. Mm-hmm. Everything should be like butter, right?
Should be.
Should be. And when it's not, it's because of what? You didn't choose the right venue or vendor.
You don't have the right resources around you.
There you go. I like how Rhonda takes my words and then makes it politically correct.
They have to make sense to my head, okay? That's all it is.
I'm kind of, sometimes I don't have a filter, but Rhonda filters it out and turns it into...
You think I have a filter?
Yeah, I think you do. I like how you... just mold my words and like, oh, okay, it comes out sweeter.
This is good. I love it. I like it.
But it's true. I mean, if the single most important day of your life, a quinceañera, let's say a quinceañera, right? Because you're only going to turn 15 one time.
One time.
You might get married multiple times.
Hopefully you only have a big wedding once, so you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, well, you know what? There's two important days in your life. A quinceañera and a funeral. Those are the only two things you're ever going to have. That's one.
I don't like thinking about that.
I already planned mine. I'm going to have a bouncer with a list.
There you go.
And only certain people can come in and see.
Invitation only.
Yeah. Yeah. Only the ones that saw me during life can come in. The ones that did come to visit me when I was alive. Yeah.
You're going to be out at AT&T Stadium then, because everybody knows you. You're all over the place. Ever.
I'm going to have my farewell at DFW celebrations.
Come on.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever had a waking?
No, we haven't.
That would be interesting because it's supposed to be a celebration of life.
It is.
Why not have it at DFW celebrations?
It is.
Yep. Well, hey, that's another market we need to hit right there.
I had
there.
Somebody that wanted to bring the casket with them, and I said, no, 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 no.
Well,
in the celebration of life, they wanted the body there with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no.
At VFW celebrations?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of see where that could put a little smudge, like, oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
Quinceañera weddings and funerals. Oh, you've had a funeral here?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have my event here.
It's kind of scary. But,
that's what I was. Know. Okay. Hey, I didn't think about that. You see what happens? It's a good thing you're here.
Yeah. Somebody might want to. You know, I don't know. You know?
Yes. You can have a wake. You can celebrate the life, but you can't bring.
But don't bring the body.
You can't. Well, you see, now you're. I was going to say it in a nicer way, but okay.
Oh, see, now I have no filter.
Can't bring the body.
You may not.
The lifeless body. Oh, we're getting off subject here, Rhonda.
Yeah, come on.
So,
on track.
Dang it. So, yes. So, I believe that a client has a certain responsibility to ask me everything under the sun. But it's also my responsibility as a vendor to share as much knowledge that I have. Because even though we've done thousands of events, there's no two events ever the same.
Never the same.
Yeah. Oh, I just came full circle.
I think it's our job to ask the leading questions.
Right.
You know, ultimately, what kind of a feeling do they want? What are they looking at? There's so many.
Yeah. But haven't you ever had a client come in and they don't know what they want?
They have no clue. It's your job to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's very much our job.
So, I know for my clients, sometimes I ask them, what are you wanting in a portrait? You know, what's the vibe? And
Same thing. They don't know.
So I tell them, well, let's go through Google and let's look at some shots that you like. So that way I can get an understanding of what you're wanting. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I'm going to copy that type of work. It's just at least I know. Right.
I ask people what they want their guests to walk away feeling. You know, what's the feeling they want from that? and
passed out in the men's restroom.
Yeah, passed out in the,
And we'll be right back.
iQuince Radio, your quinceañera station.
Flu season, thousands of children younger than 5 are hospitalized from flu complications. Each year, children die from flu. You have the power to protect your loved ones this flu season. CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccine. Some children will need 2 doses to be fully protected, so don't wait. Get yourself and your family vaccinated today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
A new place, a new home. For a while, let me feel alive. Nothing to hold me back. Take my time, just enjoy the ride. A new man passing by. Life is good, best I've ever felt.
Quince Radio, your quinceañera station.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to What's Right for You with Robert Guerra.
What's Right for You with Robert Guerra. I like that.
And I like it too, Robert.
Do you? Oh, thank you. I want to remind everyone that we are broadcasting from the DFW Celebration Studio high atop the 15th floor in downtown, beautiful downtown Dallas. What do you think about the scenery, Rhonda?
I like the lights.
You like the lights?
Yeah, I like the way you can watch the traffic flow.
Yeah, because I look outside, I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to leave work yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, until I see a lot of lights passing by real quick.
Yeah.
And then you go up north and then you hit the traffic real bad. Yeah.
It's a problem in Dallas.
Yeah. So I do want to give Rhonda props. And this is one of the ways, that you can tell like the real diehard code stone professional is. Rhonda's a little sick right now, Jose. Do you know that? Did you know that? He's shaking his head, yes. Rhonda's a little sick right now.
Tiny bit.
Yeah, she has a little bit of COVID. Just a little bit of COVID.
Oh, thanks. As I came up in the elevator with him.
Yeah, he's been vaccinated, though.
Right, Jose?
All right, and plus he's had it a couple of times, so he should be pretty immune to it.
Yeah. Me too. I'm down for two. So
really? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I have been, but. So Rhonda's a little sick, and man, she still showed up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no
Robert,
matter
my
what.
My friend, absolutely.
No matter what, you go through it. You
yes,
do it. I don't care if you're sick or you got a headache or whatever. You do what you say what you're going to do.
Yes, you do.
Right?
You do.
Okay, I'll get off my soapbox. That's another subject. But Rhonda, DFW Celebrations has been in business for how long?
3 years.
3 years.
Only three.
Okay. Only three.
Only three.
That's why you say only three.
Only three. We've got a long time to go here.
Yes. Yeah. What website can our listeners go to see DFW Celebrations?
DFWCelebrations.com.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty
That's
easy.
It.
And if you don't know how to spell DFW, you shouldn't be on the internet.
You are in trouble
you
in
are
this
seriously
area.
Seriously in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, their venue is like super beautiful. They have two ballrooms.
Yes, we do.
Right? And what's the name of the ballrooms?
We've got the Royal and the Majestic.
The Royal and the Majestic.
Yes.
And the Royal, which one's the larger ballroom?
The Royal holds up to 400 people seated for dinner. Majestic holds up to 350.
Okay. I think I was in there when it had like 600, the Royal.
Maybe. They try to fit in everyone they
oh
can.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one event. Oh, my goodness. It was like we didn't even have a place to put our equipment.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be saying that.
That's definitely short on space there, Robert. That's when you shove it under a table.
That's exactly what we did.
Yes.
Under the main table.
Oh, yeah. Stow it behind the bar.
No, there was no room. It was full of adult drinks.
That's what you do with the bar.
Oh, that's right.
That's exactly what you
okay,
do with the bar.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's why dads and theos have to watch out for it.
God, that's funny. That's a funny story. Find Theo or dad or both of them in the men's dressing room, in the green room. So tell me, DFW Celebration has two ballrooms. One holds 400. The other one holds
350.
Okay. Why didn't you just make the other one the same size or a little bit larger?
It was a matter of logistics. I didn't want the kitchen over by the stage, and I didn't want the dressing rooms over. Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Yeah. I was the GC on the job.
There was no. what do you call that? The feng shui or the.
No feng shui going on.
What?
Feng shui.
Feng shui? Is that what
feng
it's called?
Feng shui, yes.
Feng shui. So is there feng shui at DFW Celebration? What is feng shui? Explain what feng shui is.
It's just the placement of things in your home that promote good feelings.
And what culture is this from?
Well, feng shui. It's some sort of Asian. I don't know. There goes my filter.
All righty.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's Japanese.
Is it Japanese?
But I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, I think.
Feng shui. Is your house feng shui?
My house is 1,000 square feet. I don't think you can fit much feng shui
My car is feng shui. It's funky everywhere, man.
Not mine, Robert.
So DFW celebration, there's no, like DFW celebrations, when you first walk in, it has a beautiful fountain. And the facade, well, one thing, the facade outside is kind of, what would you say what it is?
It's kind of an old Mexico, San Antonio Riverwalk
vibe.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and that follows into the inside.
It does.
So when you walk in, you feel like you're in a village.
You do.
Right? And there's a beautiful plaza fountain in the middle.
We call it the swimming pool. Yes. It's enormous.
The swimming pool?
The swimming pool. Okay. Yeah. The fountain. It's huge.
It's huge. I don't know if I go swimming in it. Well, maybe kids can go swimming.
A couple of two-year-olds have gone for them. Yes.
Oh, that's why you call it the
yes.
swimming pool.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering, do y'all collect the money from the wishing well?
Absolutely.
I can see Rhonda like picking up
the
dimes.
I want quarters.
And Mercedes is the other coordinator over there.
Taking
she's
everything.
Out the pennies. Yeah. Oh, she don't care.
She'll clear it out. No. Yeah. Yep. She's efficient like that.
Rhonda comes in and goes, where's all the water? Mercedes drained it to get the money out of it.
And we have little picker-upper thingies, you know.
So people throw their coins in there to make a wish, right?
Yes.
So you take their wishes out.
We take their wishes out, yeah. God. Otherwise, it harms the surface.
Wow.
I have to take the wishes out.
So do you, like, put it in a feng shui bucket or something?
Yeah, we have a whole little jar full of...
Full of dreams.
Full of dreams.
The jar of dreams.
I couldn't see it to spend it.
At
no,
DFW
I would
celebration.
Not.
Oh, you, yeah. oh, you, oh, y'all
no,
don't
we don't
spend it.
It. We have a jar. Really?
That should go to a charity.
There you go. I like that.
I like that. That's cool.
You're always full of
ideas. I'm great with ideas as implementing them. I come up with the idea and you do it.
And we do it.
Yeah.
Well, got to have worker bees somewhere, okay?
I assign myself as the king of bees. How's that?
There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, DFW Celebration has been in business for 3 years. They have two ballrooms. One holds 400, one holds 350. It has a Mexican San Antonio vibe. Y'all need to look at it, right? What would you say would be the most, how would you say it? I would say it as the most impressive event ever held there.
Oh, it was the most, right off the bat, it was an Alice in Wonderland theme. It was a quinceañera. And they had like scrolls at the front door, you know, with everyone's name and then, you know, the chambelans and the damas and everyone. It was.
I remember that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I photographed it. I remember
yes,
that.
You did.
Wow,
and the
yeah.
tables had the little clocks, like, you know, they were. Like the Mad Hatter's clock. And
Oh, the candy bars.
So it was fun.
Oh,
the candy
goodness.
Bar was fabulous.
It was multiple candy bars.
Yes, there were.
And I know we're over here describing them. People can't see. But the tables were lined with extravagant greenery that reached about, I don't know, 3 feet tall. And it just draped like a... as a like a waterfall of greenery. It was really cool.
It was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, yeah, that was very impressive.
That was fun.
Yeah, we need to have more of those.
I agree. Totally agree. Absolutely. I'd love to see more of them.
So, okay. What is your horror story with any vendor?
You're going to make me share a horror story.
Sure, we like horror stories.
How about ones that don't show up?
Oh
yeah, we've totally had vendors that did not show up at all.
Like the you don't DJ. Have to say the name. Oh, the DJ did not show up.
That these people had contacted themselves,
uh-huh.
And so then we did turn around and we called our preferred DJ, and he showed up.
Wow.
He had someone in his crew show up. He had an hour notice.
Wow. That's yeah, that's pretty scary.
It was, I felt so bad that the mother was in tears, her makeup was ruined. It was, yeah.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be like that.
No, it should not.
It should not be like that.
It should not.
I just recently, we were photographing a quinceañera, and it was a double ballroom. And at the other quinceañera, the photographer didn't show up. So the venue owner came to us and asked us if we could cover it. And I'm like, yeah, we could. We can. And we did.
Good job.
Photography-wise. We didn't do photography video, but so technology nowadays is that since there's 4K cameras.
Gotta love them.
Yes, you do. 4K cameras produce very high resolution images, frames, right? So we were able to do some of that for the other one, for the first quinceañera that we were photographing and videotaping. So everything worked out fine. Yeah.
Right, because you don't want to take away from your dedicated person.
No.
You know, and so you still have to be there and meet all of their needs first and foremost, but there's no reason you can't
do both. So in the world we live in, technically you don't have to have a photographer, videographer at your event.
Technically.
Yeah. Because the videographer, a hybrid photographer, videographer, can shoot both. Mm-hmm. But people like to see two separate people. And that's why we keep doing that. Yeah.
That's why you keep two around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I-15 Radio. Música, información y mucho más.
Ricky Baker. Baby, soy tu fan, yo tu Instagram, todito lo like. Llamo pa' perrear, después te da pa' que te dé placer, yeah. Solo dices una vez más, yeah, que los otros la tratan mal, yeah, yeah, yeah. En mis hombros, baby, tú lloras, pero en la noche pones tus piernas. Sé que no soy un amigo más, tú me decías, si me tienes cerca, vente, yeah. Yo vamos a socar todas esas penas que hay en tu mente, yeah. Te puedo manguear pa' que hay tu perre, yeah. La calentura no se ve, pero es que está más buena que modelo de TV. Baby, en su panty lo quiero volver a ver. Di que solo pana, eso no lo creeré, yeah. Siente, y hacemos travesura. No solo es la situación que la pone re dura. 20 y llena de locura. Quiero un Romeo con la mente de aventura. Tenerte, baby, aférrate fuerte, me. Que en la vida hay que vivir. Solo hay una y pa' comer, no estoy aquí. En mis hombros, baby, tú lloras, pero en la noche pones tus piernas. Sé que no soy un amigo más, tú me decías, si me tienes cerca, vente, yeah. Que vamos a socar toda esa pena que hay en tu mente, yeah. Te puedo manguear, pegadito perrear. Ese cote viene abierto, pa' que vea lo que tiene ahí dentro. Todos lo miran, pero la bebé conmigo se vino primero, así que bendita, cuando se quita, mi lento todito le encaja. Se excita y no lo evita, conmigo paso kilometraje. Yo soy tu fan, yo tu Instagram, todito lo like. Llamo pa' perrear, después te da pa' que te dé placer, yeah. Solo dices una vez más, yeah, que los otros la tratan mal, yeah, yeah, yeah. En mis hombros, baby, tú lloras, pero en la noche pones tus piernas. Sé que no soy un amigo más, tú me decías, yeah, si me tienes cerca, vente, yeah. Que vamos a socar todas esas penas que hay en tu mente, yeah. Te puedo manguear, pegadito perrear.
En mi sombrero el gusto llora, pero en la noche pone tus piernas. Es que no soy un amigo más, si me deseas, si me sientes cerca, vente, yeah. Yo más a socar todas esas penas que hay en tu mente, que te puedo mangarte de tu perra.
iQuince Radio, your quinceañera station.
So good together, like Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, that kind of vibe. A love that couldn't last forever. Explosive ride, a dynamite. But now my heart's so heavy. You moved on with your life and left me out. I thought that we would last forever, like Bonnie and Clyde. Baby, now I'm here in the flashing lights, drowning out my sorrows. Looking for someone in the neon lights who could make me live.
From the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to What's Right for You with Robert Guerra.
You're listening to iKingsRadio.com. In fact, you can go to www.iKingsRadio.com to hear this. Right, Rhonda?
Yes,
Rhonda does
can.
It every morning when she's getting ready.
Absolutely.
She loves the music that's played on my computer.
I do love this music. It's fantastic. Who gets to choose it?
Okay, give him $5.
You're right. I thought you said it was 10 earlier.
Oh, well. I know you don't got much money, so.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
So we are actually broadcasting from the DFW Celebration Studio high atop the 15th floor in DFW, Texas, where we can see planes fly by and cars whizzing by. And we are talking to Rhonda with DFW Celebrations. And thank you for showing up, even though you're sick and you got babas coming. Oh, no, she doesn't.
Oh, no,
she got mocos.
And mocos and no mocos. We took care of that.
You took care of that, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did you fill up on?
Oh, my God. We have NyQuil. We have Sudafed. We have Flonase. We're pumping it all through the veins.
And you're lucid.
Here. Yeah. Well, somewhat anyway. If I'm a little slow, then you'll have to excuse me.
Slow? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're slow right now?
I'm slow right now.
Oh, my goodness.
We're a little sluggish.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So we were talking about vendors and the responsibility of both the vendor that I feel, this is my opinion, not Rhonda's opinion, that the client has a responsibility to ask a lot of questions, and they're shy sometimes. This is their first time, right?
Very shy, absolutely. They're right. Just so hesitant to dive into the nitty-gritty of what they really should know about a vendor before they hire them.
Right.
They really are.
So some of the tips are this. What should a client, a prospective client that's, or what should a person do that's planning a party, what should they do if they want to look at different venues? What's the first thing that they should do? Let's say they're thinking about DFW celebrations. What's the first thing that they should do?
Read the reviews. You've absolutely got to read the reviews. You have to scroll through them. You have to take the time. You have to do your due diligence.
Right.
You really do. If you want to wind up with quality vendors, a quality venue.
And that's not just about the venue. That's also about the vendor.
It is.
Right.
Absolutely.
Do the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do the reviews and you end up in a bad situation, nine times out of ten, things are going to happen. Things do happen. If you end up with a bad experience with a vendor or a venue, there's a pretty good chance that in their reviews, it's already reflected.
Something's been said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, I don't know if anyone has 100% positive reviews.
Oh, no. They don't.
I don't see how that can happen
because
we're humans. There's no way that I can be 100% perfect in my customer service. And it's the truth.
It's not.
Okay, it's the truth. And if the vendor tells you that they have 100% satisfaction, I don't know.
I think they're stretching it just a little bit.
Yeah.
I
it's hard to see that. But maybe there are. There's that possibility. Right. So the person should look at the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
They should ask a lot of questions. What I run across is I'll hear a client have a bad experience with a venue or a vendor, and they don't want to tell them anything.
Right.
They don't want to ruffle the feathers. They don't want to make waves. And I think is it a cultural thing or is it just a person thing?
I think it's a person thing. None of us like confrontation, even though it's not really confrontation to give someone
feedback.
But I
just spent $10,000 with you.
Yeah.
And if I'm not happy with something, but maybe it's just me personally. I mean, if I'm spending $25,000 and something isn't the way I've explicitly detailed in the contract, I should be saying something.
You should absolutely say something, because if you don't reflect that back to the vendor or the venue, they're not going to know that it needs to be
addressed. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it really is up to you as a consumer to stand up and say, look, this didn't go right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because you know what? There's always, I can get compliments all day long. All day long. But it's the constructive, and I don't even like to use the word criticism. It's, I don't know what you call it.
Feedback.
Yeah.
There you go.
Critical feedback is what makes me grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not the pat on the backs for me.
Does always feel good.
Yeah, it feels good. Oh, yeah, of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they don't know where you could pick up the pace and be even better.
I can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. Whatever I'm doing, I can always be better at it. Right. So I need that feedback, and I need the clients to be vocal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And because look, and we were talking about this in break, there's a lot of vendors out there. They're not up to par. You like that? I'm using you're
like
politically
that.
Correct.
I like that.
They're not up to par.
Sure.
Right. And how you distinguish those vendors from the professionals. Because there is a difference between a professional, and I'm going to preach again. You ready, Jose?
All right, soapbox.
Here we go. Here we go. Always wanted to, at one time I wanted to be a priest, so here we go.
A preacher
a
or
preacher.
A priest?
Well, same thing. Preacher, priest. both start with the letter P.
We'll take that under an umbrella here. That, all right.
Yeah, the letter P. Yeah. Yeah, just umbrellas everything. So now you made me forget.
We were talking about vendors here.
Yeah, I know that. My dementia hasn't gone that far. So you have to be vocal. You have to be. Because there's some vendors that, now I remember, that are not up to par. And there are professional vendors, right? A professional is somebody that is good enough to make a living at what they do. That is a professional. Just because you give me a knife in my hand does not make me a surgeon. Or just because you give me a makeup stick and I put it on your face does not make me a makeup artist.
No, it doesn't.
And it's the same thing with the venue coordinator. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I promise you this, Rhonda, there are plenty of venues out there. Someone decides, oh, I'm going to open a venue because they make a lot of money.
Sure.
And they don't know what the beep they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Between the three primary people on our staff, we've got about 25 years of experience in the business. So, yeah.
And you cover the 23
or what? I do. I'm about 21 now.
25 years really combined?
25 years combined.
Wow.
And at some point, each of our clients works with each one of us throughout the whole process. So you know the whole team. We're a team and we work together as a team.
Gotcha.
And it's important.
Teams are important.
Mm-hmm. They are. Right?
Yeah. One weak team member can cause so much stress.
Oh, yeah. So much.
So 25 years combined experience. Mm-hmm. So in my business, shoot, there's like 65 or 75 years combined
experience. There you
experience.
Go. I love it. Yeah.
I like that.
You're working on the millennium
oh
here.
Oh my God. A little bit longer, people, they don't want to hire me.
No.
Yeah, who wants, 80-year-old man taking pictures of
it. Can he hold his camera up anymore?
Don't move. Calm down. Yeah, so the question is this. Oh, I think we already answered it. How do you find a professional vendor?
You got to read the reviews, and you got to ask a lot of questions when you interview.
You do the research.
Yeah.
Do the research.
And you do. Even when people come to me, I always ask them, how many places have you seen yet?
There you go.
Yeah. How many places have you seen? How much more do you have to go? And if I'm their first stop, I tell them, go. You need to go look. You have to do your research. And if they've been to a lot of places, then I say, I'm glad. I always tell people, go look at as many places as you can, then come see me.
But if you want to book with me right now, I'll
but
take
if,
it. I'll
if we want
it.
To book now, we can do that. It takes about 20 minutes to do the paperwork.
Real
all right.
quick. It's already filled out. I already got my signature at
we
the bottom.
We got it. We're ready to go.
Yeah, all you got to do is check here, initial there.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I want people to do their research because, as we were talking about earlier, the more educated they are, the better off we all are.
That is so true. Look, as a vendor, as a venue, our goal, I won't say our goal because I think we're on the same page. Our goal is to create an awesome experience for you. Not for you, Rhonda, but for the client, right?
When it's awesome for them,
well, you
it's
too.
Awesome for me.
And you too. Yeah. I want to create a pleasant experience with you. Mm-hmm. We want to do that for a client. The most pleasant experience possible. Why? Because they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. They do.
That family deserves it. They go through so much to have their quinceañera or sweet 16 or prom or bat mitzvah wedding, right? They deserve it, right?
They do.
And if your vendor or venue doesn't have that passion, man, I say this, I would really start looking somewhere
else.
You got
to keep looking. Got to keep looking.
And make that avatar connection.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Let me pull out my towel.
Right. You give me ears and a horn here, okay?
Yeah.
So I think you need the tail. Avatar tail.
There you go. So, you told me that you're running a special.
We are for January and February of 2024. Yes.
We're doing
a lot off of the rooms.
So people really need to consider having their, so people are already having their events during those 2 months of the,
sure.
of the new year, right? Why should they go to DFW celebrations? Why not go somewhere else?
Why not go somewhere else?
Why go to y'all?
There's a lot of reasons you should come to us. Number one, the level of experience that we've got, the amenities that we have to offer. Not a lot of places can offer the flexibility and the types of amenities that we can. I don't have structured, you must do this type of packages.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fluidity there. There's a lot of flexibility there, which I think does us a lot of good.
And of course, you have a bilingual staff.
We do. We do. Okay, I'm working on that part of it, but everybody else is bilingual.
And they actually do have a Theo and Daddy finder when your Theo or Daddy comes up missing.
Yes,
it.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Jose? Jose wants to get on the mic. No, he doesn't.
Let's hear it, Jose. Come on.
Props to Mr. Jose because he's around when I'm crying and when I get stressed out, and he goes, Robert, you need to calm down. Robert, things are going to happen. Robert, things aren't going to go the way they're supposed to go, the way you plan them to go. They're not going to always go, because I'm like, fire them, fire them, fire them. You know, Jose's like,
wait a minute.
Feng shui.
A deep Robert, breath.
Feng shui. I think we need some feng shui in the studio.
Absolutely. So like this kind of needs to come over and angle towards the door.
Is that it?
And,
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Where the sun,
gonna,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Got to face the window with one of the desks, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah. You have to have something to look at. I mean, yeah. This is not enough, all right?
What was wrong with our battery?
I like that. Do I get to sign this
yes,
before
you do.
I leave?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah,
of course, you can't write on the logo, though. Not yet. Look, someone wrote on the logo. Who is that? Dallas VIP Limousines wrote on her logo.
Anna, come on,
Anna. Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of famous people on that banner.
I like
don't
it.
Don't we, Jose?
Yes, we do.
Jose's not shy. He just acts stoic. Like
stoic. He's very stoic here.
Stoic.
What? Yes.
Look that up, stoic. S-T-O-I-C. Stoic. What is stoic?
He knew I was here to see when he saw me outside the door.
Oh, did you? Oh, because yes. He knows who you are. Everybody knows who you are.
How did you know who I was?
I saw you in your venue.
Ah, very good.
You see? It's not me that's famous.
Glad I left that kind of impression here. This is a good thing, all right?
Here's your $5, man.
Refund.
We got to impress her. You got to remember her name and where she's from.
He took care of that. Absolutely.
So, let me say this, okay? I think we've had a great show, okay? And I think we've given some information out. I think so.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And we've had some fun. I think we've had some fun. Right? It's always fun.
Just a little.
Whatever.
You know you're my favorite
Whatever.
Person.
Yes.
You're my favorite vendor.
Whatever.
Okay? You're absolutely hands down my
oh
favorite
my
vendor.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we always get to spend so much time together
I know.
In the office.
She goes, Robert, you don't need to knock. Just walk in. I'm like,
You got your own clothes. Come on.
Yeah, I got my own code.
Yes, you've got your own code.
To the door. And it's not 007.
No, it's good for all the doors.
That's
too.
Her code is 007. No, I think we had a good time. I enjoyed. And I really appreciate you being sick. Actually,
yeah.
Believe it or not, guys, she's sick. And she's pulled through and she's actually lived through the Robert Guerra experience. So.
Been fun.
Hey, how about some shout-outs to family, friends?
Ooh, where do we start? We could start at the top with Ben.
Wait, say that again.
Yes, we're going to start at the top with Ben. That's the big boss there.
Big boss.
Hopefully she's listening tonight.
Hopefully.
And then we've got three other team members that We absolutely could not do this without, thank you, Yuri, Mercedes, Carmelo. You guys are amazing.
Carmelo?
Carmelo. Carmelo has our back.
He does. Did I tell you when one of the vendors try to take a table, man, from DFW Celebration? Try to steal a table, fool. Try to steal a table.
It didn't even fit in the truck, okay?
It didn't even fit in the truck. And then Carmelo goes, hey, is that your table? And what did they say?
No.
Yes, yep. I am stealing your table. Yep. That's what they were saying.
Basically, yes.
And Carmelo goes, uh-uh, buddy.
And he made him take it in. Carmelo didn't take it in. He made the guy take it in.
Make good.
Yes, he said, I think you need to go put it right back there.
Way to go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to hear.
Carmelo has our back. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mercedes?
Mercedes takes care of every detail there is to be taken care of. The woman is, I love her.
Mercedes wants, dude, I know I'm more trying to close here, but...
It's like us talking in the office. It's not going to happen.
I know, right? When I go visit them, they're like, oh my God, he's here. Okay, that means 45 minutes to an hour is gone. So, I know.
Absolutely. I'm going to start keeping your Coke Zero in the fridge now that I know.
Thank you. So, I have a display of my work, my photography and frames, right? And they're... To print them up, they're not cheap, right? These pictures. Mercedes is so detailed that she takes now like 3 or 4 20 by 30s, right? And they're a pretty penny to print up and frame, right? And she goes, I don't want these. Let me see if I can imitate her. I hope she's listening. Because I like, watch. I don't want these. Am I doing good so far? I don't want these. I want people that I know. I'm like, she's asking me to spend another $400.
I want people that I know.
Yeah. Oh. She's so going to get mad if she hears this.
She is. She's going to kill me.
If she sees this.
She knows I love her. We have our moments. We definitely have our moments. I can tell.
Because when she said that, I was like,
uh-oh.
I was like, now I understand. I get it now.
Mercedes is a good motivator.
She is. She's a sweet. Yeah. She can be a tough lady, man. She can be a very tough lady. It took me 4 years. No, about 3 years.
Three.
2.5. So, yeah, shortly after they opened, I approached them. And they're like, yeah. And then, no, that didn't happen that way.
Nope,
did not. But this is what happened. I was persistent. Mm-hmm. And when the opportunity came, because someone slipped, they dropped the ball, I was there.
Every time.
One of the photographers dropped the ball. So they called, hey, Robert. I'm like, yes. And it's been a great partnership ever since. So we're going to go ahead and close now. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, I really, really, and I'm not saying this. Yes, I am.
You are. Let's hear it.
I am saying it. I'm saying it because I have a great partnership with DFW Celebrations. And the reason why I have a great partnership with DFW Celebrations is because, first of all, they believe in dreams. And they believe dreams can come true because they believed in my dream. Mm-hmm. And they helped my dream happen. And when that happened, that brought everybody up. Everybody involved in this magazine, the radio stations, so forth. And it's because someone believed in me and gave me a chance. And that's all that anybody needs. It's just give them a chance. You got to trust them. You got to be persistent. It doesn't happen overnight. Don't quit.
Can't quit. Right?
And come to work even though you're sick.
That's it. Show up. Show up and do the job.
So let's give DFW Celebrations Robert a big hand, big round of applause. We love y'all. We always love visiting you. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Robert.
What a bye.
Hay 15 Radio, your quinceañera station.
Sé que contigo.